Haunted Mansion has a place in my heart. Years and years ago, I helped do some maintenance plans for that. Got to ride it over and over and over and over.
We have over 8,000 assets that we have to keep track of and manage job plans and preventative maintenance.
What's great is we get projects from fruition, and here's your budget, and make it happen.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Life at Disney podcast. My name is Josiah, and if you've ever wondered how the Disney parks stay shining, shimmering, and splendid, you've picked the perfect episode to listen to. Our guests today make magic behind the scenes in a few different areas. So there's facilities and operations services, also known as FOS, facility asset management, referred to as FAM, and recruitment roles. There are a lot of complex moving parts in your roles, so we're going to get unpacking. Please welcome to the show Amanda, James, and Matt. How you guys feeling?
Yeah, we're doing great.
Excellent. Feeling great. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So glad to have you here. Before we jump in, we like to start each podcast with a little challenge. So we call it My Disney Career in 60 Seconds. You have a minute, 1 minute, to share the highlight reel of your Disney journey so far. So how you got started, the roles you've had, and maybe a favorite project you've supported along the way. And we're going to start this out with Amanda.
All right, 60 seconds. I started in 2012 as a merchandise frontline cast member over at the Tower of Terror Rock and Roller Coaster and Fantasmic Show. And once I graduated college, I just went along the leadership journey, became a merchandise operations leader for about 8 years. And then afterwards, I was able to get involved in a lot of projects and new builds and refreshes, such as Tomorrowland Launch Depot, the Tiana's refresh, and also the Pirates of the Caribbean merchandise shop refresh. And so getting to look at those, it said, you know what, I want to do something different, and took a complete turn and went over into FAM, or facility asset management, and have been here now supporting a lot of back of house and front of house projects for the past almost 2 years.
Very cool. Lots of experience, lots of fun projects. That sounds awesome. All right, we're jumping over to Matt.
All right. I've been with the company for 26 years. I started my journey with the company as a mechanic, oddly enough, right outside of the Army. Came over to the company, was moved to what we would call a planner position, working with the engineers within quality engineering. Did a lot of stuff for the attractions. After that, was part of an assignment for a project with the quality engineering team as a service manager. After that, went back to my old stomping grounds with transportation maintenance, but as a leader, was there for 4 years, and then moved over to Hollywood Studios as a service manager within attractions, working third shift maintenance, and eventually made my way over to the casting services building, recruiting for technical roles. And currently today, I sit on the professional recruitment team supporting facilities asset management.
This is always my favorite part, to hear all of the different, I was here first, and then I went over here, sprinkled over here, and now I'm doing this. This is my favorite part. And James, bring us home.
Well, I had a little bit of a unique position to be a part of the Disney College program. So I got my start over in Florida. I was a operations host over at the Expedition Everest Legend of the Forbidden Mountain attraction, where I got to lead our guests into perilous journeys. It was a hoot and a half, so I really loved my time in Florida. So I had to go out for a college program on the other coast, where I ended up Fantasyland operations attractions once again, where I got to work our attractions right around the castle. Nowhere better to experience the magic. From there, I actually had the opportunity to move over to our resort maintenance base. So our maintenance base is the intake for any kind of corrective actions that we have in the park. Say a water fountain is leaking, we can send out a plumber, and attraction goes down, we're dispatching out the appropriate teams to get it up and running for our guests. So maintenance base gave me a very unique perspective to how our resort operated. And from there, I got a very different opportunity to join our attractions team to help classify our attraction downtimes. And from there, data mining, I became really interested in our assets. So we went over to planning. So utilities and sports services was an amazing experience to be picked up for. I get to plan for about 20 unique craft, but my primary responsibilities are with our operating engineers. So compressed air, chilled water, hot water, our plumbing teams, water treatment, waterway laborers, and our refrigeration teams. So it's been an eye-opening experience. Still can't believe I'm here.
This is awesome. We got all three of you in different places, different teams, different lands. We're talking different properties and everything. So this is awesome. We have both Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort representation. So to understand a little bit more about what a typical day in your life looks like, Amanda, let's start with you. As an associate project manager with Walt Disney World Facility Asset Management, let's go simple. What are the three core things that you do consistently every single day?
I would like to say it's probably more than three because we are a well-oiled machine, but I would say three consistent. We always are working with our clients, updating the clients, you know, on whatever project that we have, make sure that we're delivering to those clients then and truly can impact our guests. Secondly, I would say is probably managing with the contractors and the field team. What's great is we get projects from fruition and here's your budget and make it happen. We basically build that out from scratch and go out and bid with our contractors. And so getting those relationships moving definitely helps us get those successful projects going. And probably lastly is just organization. At the end of the day, you can't accomplish everything with sometimes the amount of projects you have, but pulling everything together, making sure that you're ready for that next day or that next week and getting everything buttoned up so that you'll save yourself.
Yeah. So two of those three things involved, obviously, speaking to others and maintaining relationships and things. Would you describe yourself as an introvert or an extrovert? And how does that kind of play into what you do?
I'm definitely an extrovert, but I love the company. You know, just Disney as itself is a relationship building company. And so when we're here, we're not only managing projects, but we're leading and managing people. And so from a day to day, you have to have those soft skills. You have to be able to come together and like talk to different audiences, tailor your messaging. And it's a very big skill to have to be successful, not just, you know, within FAM or FOS, you know, within our organizations, but just overall in the company.
It's awesome. Good insight. James, you've been with Disneyland Resort for over 10 years. How has your daily operation evolved over that time?
Well, I mean, at the start of my 10 years, I got the skills down from operations, pushing that efficiency, making sure safety is our forefront in everything that we do. So gaining those skills from a front lines role really set me up. But as we went into a planner role, the daily operations really taken on a whole new meaning. So going in every day, like Amanda said, it's a lot of communication. So it's verifying that we're making sure that we're keeping our partners informed of any actions that are being taken around the resort. So communication, answering emails has been my favorite part of the day, my favorite 2-hour block. But it's those important things to make sure that we're not missing anything that would impact the guest operations. So making sure that we're present for any kind of walks that we need to go on, verifying that any vendors are lined up. It's huge making sure we're paying attention to those minor details. As far as everything else in the day, you gotta learn to roll with the punches on that. Because one day it might be very slow, and then the next day you have 5 projects that just suddenly popped up as we continue to evolve here at the Disneyland Resort.
Yeah. Do you feel like the college program kind of helped set expectations coming into these other roles?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, between the classes that we are offered in terms of presenting yourself professionally, minding the budget, minding the business, those skills were definitely enough to set me up for success and just really keep in mind like how we're serving our guests.
Yeah, awesome. As always, shout out to Disney programs. We appreciate you. Okay, Matt, what do you think sets Disney apart when it comes to these back of house roles?
The things that you don't see. FAM is absolutely fantastic when it comes to making sure that guests do not see the things that are taking place, all the construction and all of the extra work that is going to be there for them in the future when they come back and visit some other time. I think we're probably the best in the business when it comes to that. You don't see the workers that are doing everything. You don't hear the movement of the vehicles behind the curtains. We're all about the storytelling.
Yeah. I like that. It's kind of like you're attempting to tell the story before the story. That's a cool perspective. I'm gonna have to keep that tucked away for a little bit. That's awesome. Okay, so for all of you, is there a part of your role that people may not know or may not expect that you do?
Everything is from fruition. So I think sometimes they think, oh, you know, there's another team or somebody else who might be managing different parts of the project. But I personally am the one managing our scope, our budget, and our schedule from beginning to end. We're truly maintaining all of those aspects to get that finished product and ready for our guests.
Good. That's good. What about you guys?
Yeah, I'd say from a recruiting perspective, I'm always recruiting. Whether I'm on a vacation myself with my family, I'm always looking for talent. It's hard to disconnect that part of my role. One thing that people probably don't realize from a recruiting perspective is recruiters talk to each other, whether it's within this company, with it's in another company. We have a network, and a lot of times someone might send me a name. Hey, this person might be really great for Walt Disney World. Have a look at them through LinkedIn or by email. You may get a call from a Disney recruiter, whether you applied or not.
That's awesome. James, about you?
It's the sheer amount of assets and inventory that we directly manage. I last checked through our system supporting our maintenance. And for utilities and support services, we have over 8,000 assets that we have to keep track of and manage job plans and preventative maintenance to make sure that the park's running every single day. So I think just the sheer volume for our team is huge that we're able to manage it, and we manage it well for a team of three. So between myself, my coworkers, Steve and Candace, they are the absolute superstars of this resort. And I can't thank them enough for helping me to learn everything.
Yeah, it's a lot. I feel like all of us can kind of relate to be a lot of the work that we do.
You still gotta have fun. I think that's the thing too, right? We're working at Walt Disney World or at Disneyland, right? And, you know, even though we are managing some projects or undergoing certain tasks that may be very serious, there are those moments of relief that we take throughout the day just to keep everybody level-headed and keep everybody just back to the root of we're here to still make magic, have fun, and do what we need.
So that's a perfect segue into this next question, because one of those moments of relief can be seeing the final product or the thing come to life. It's a moment of relief, and it's also very rewarding to know that something that you're a part of is creating happiness and making the guest experience more magical. So can you share an example of a time that you saw a direct impact of your work in a park or really anywhere within Disney?
Yeah, when I came to facility asset management, that refresh of the entire front of house of Emporium and the back of house storage rooms that they support was my first job. So not only did I used to lead the cast from the back of house standpoint, but I also got to touch the front end. And that was a very, very fun project, very rewarding. It did have its challenges, but we make the most of it and we know what the end result needs to be in order to really gain that best impact for our guests, to understand that our cast felt so good about all the improvements that just really shined to then continue on the front end. So getting to see people very happy about the amount of room they have now and how everything looks, it's just great to hear.
That's a cool perspective, and seeing it from both sides, that's amazing. Awesome. Matt, what about you?
I had an opportunity to attend a town meeting with our facilities asset management team. And at that, I noticed a couple of things. Some of the candidates were candidates, now cast members. I had a hand in recruiting. They were specifically named. One of the cast members received an award from Animal Sciences for engineering that he helped with at Disney's Animal Kingdom. I don't typically get to see the impacts that the recruitment efforts have, but going to that town hall and seeing the actual individuals that I had a hand in sourcing, recruiting, talking with, and getting through to hire was extremely rewarding to note that not only are they doing well, they're doing exceptionally well, getting awards and getting nominated. So that was really awesome to see.
Yeah, that's special. That's special. Those are the moments of like the proud dad in the audience with the camera. It's up to you, James. What you got?
Well, a large part of my role is making sure that everything is up and running. So that is the greatest reward possible, is making sure that our guests are always happy to be going to our restaurants, making sure our infrastructure is running, restrooms are usable. If that's happening, life's good for me.
That's a pretty solid one. Like, everything's running, everything's operational, things are great.
I can't take too much credit. Our craftspeople are the people that get it done. Yeah. So all the credit goes to them. I am so fortunate to be part of them.
That's awesome. Very cool. So all of your Disney journeys look very different, but it sounds like there's some overlap in the traits that you need to be successful in these roles. So we're going to start with James. What's one thing you tell your younger self when you were just starting out at Disney?
Have way, way more patience with yourself. Rome wasn't built in a day and neither was Disneyland. You're not going to learn everything within a year. You're not going to learn everything within 5 years. The people that have the most knowledge here have spent years gaining it. So if you can, you know, sponge maybe 10% of what they've forgotten, that's a big win. So just having that patience would probably be the best advice.
Do you feel like there was maybe a moment or something that kind of taught you that lesson specifically, or at least stood out that maybe I need to take things a little bit slower and be more patient?
I had a really great opportunity, and this was I wouldn't say it was a failure or anything from that point of view, but it was a great learning opportunity getting to apply for an engineering management position. And while the answer wasn't, you know, in my favor, I was very, very fortunate to see, okay, I wasn't ready for this. It is making sure that you know, you know, plans A, B, and C about what goes wrong and how to respond to it. So I think in my head, I was ready to be there, but I was really fortunate to have leadership that said, hey, we want to build you up more. We want to make sure that you're polished to be in that role.
Yeah.
So I think that was definitely the eye-opening experience for me.
Okay, very cool. Matt, kind of coming out of that from a recruiting perspective, is there anything you've seen that can make a resume or a candidate stand out among the group?
Yeah, absolutely. Just knowing that you've read the job description and the application, if your resume isn't adjusted or detailed to be specific to what you're applying for, it can sometimes look like you're just applying to apply. So if your resume aligns really well with what you're applying for, it does stand out. You know, are there specific skills that the position requires? Is there a certain education? Is there a certain qualifications? Have you taken the time to make sure that those are highlighted? That really, really stands out, and it will literally get you to have a conversation with me.
Yeah, that's good. We definitely want those. That's good. So Amanda, you just heard Matt talk about some of the skills. So what skills do you find are the most helpful to develop before coming into a FAM role specifically?
Yeah, so that relationship piece, that's truly how you become successful. You're, as James said, you know, he's nothing without his peers. And I think that's truly recognizable no matter where you are. Coming into FAM, not necessarily with an engineering background, we have a whole team of people who are experts at every type of discipline. And I rely on them all every day. As you build those relationships, it truly just helps you get what you need. So I would say building and sustaining. Sustaining is very important. I always talk, it's easy to build relationships. It's harder to sustain them, right? So you want to keep those throughout your career. And on top of that, communication, organization, those are big traits that are just going to help you because the jobs pile up, you know, it never stops. We're open 24/7. And so we're always, you know, like we said, many assets doing what we can to accomplish what we need to keep everything running. So as long as we're organized, can communicate, be transparent, and then overall just rely on your peers as they rely on you. And I think you'll be very successful.
Yeah, these are all really, really good. There are certain stories and things that we tell, things that we do that may not come with the big accolades, the big awards, the big achievements publicly, right? And I know sometimes that can be a deterrent for people because they want their credit. They want their fame and their achievements. In those moments where you know you've put in so much work and effort, but you may not be getting the public accolade, right? How do you keep yourself just grounded in those moments and understanding that you were able to contribute?
James made a good point about having patience. I think that's just truly the key, right? Like, we understand, and you'll have many jobs in your career when you're in FOS or even in FAM, right? You'll touch a lot of locations and a lot of areas. And some of them are not glamorous. They're not the ones that everybody sees, right? I think overall, you just got to have that personal drive, knowing that, you know, you're able to accomplish and feel good about the goals that you set for yourself, whether they're daily goals or project goals or anything like that. I think truly having that self-confidence and building that as you get through your day and your jobs, that it's truly helpful to know that, you know, it'll come. And even if it doesn't happen every day, just know that you've done your best.
Yeah, I'd add with our area, our leaders, we report to them weekly with things that we might not have been recognized with. They might respond, you know, hey, great job. But they have said that it fills their cup every time that they get to read the things that we've done that they might not be aware of. So they allow us to kind of dote on ourselves a little bit, express some of the things that we find as wins. And it helps me feel better when I might not be recognized for something that I've done. But leadership loves to read those stories and understand more about what we believe are our wins.
Very cool. Anything to add, James?
Yeah, I mean, building off what Matt said, it's about pivoting. I mean, when you're hit with disappointment, you can't wallow in it. But at the same time, you got to find a way to redirect that energy. And I mean, if you want to build a culture of recognition, start small, start building your team up, making sure that they're seen. Because if you're feeling it, I'm sure someone else is feeling the exact same thing. So building up that recognition culture, making sure that we're sending out appreciation cards, five keys cards, just anything to make sure that everyone is feeling that support. And eventually it will come. It's, again, patience.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. This has all been very insightful. Before we jump out, there is a little bit of time for some fun. So we've all heard of the game Would You Rather, but we put a little Disney FOS and FAM spin on it. So got a couple of quick questions for you, and you guys give me your best answers and explanations. Would you rather paint the Queen of Hearts roses red or fix a hole in Hades' ferry boat on the River Styx?
Do I have a sump pump for the river boat?
Where are my resources?
Would you rather questions always bring out the follow-ups, and I'm like, hey, I don't, this is up to you.
I would say paint the roses red. It seems more straightforward, but also then you can stop and smell them.
Okay, all right, good perspective.
I'd probably go with fixing the ferry boat on the river. Always a challenge, and hey, if you fail, it's a nice little swim.
Okay, tiebreaker. Matt, what you got?
I'm going to go with the ferry boat just to bring it back to the transportation side of everything.
There you go. Cool. All right, on to the next one. Would you rather partner with Elsa to repair a faulty freezer or get Groot's help pruning trees?
Ooh, maybe the freezer. I might go the freezer on this one.
Okay, any particular reason why?
I just know probably more about a freezer than landscaping.
I have to agree. I'm not much when it comes to landscaping, so freezer. I know a lot more about freezers than I do about landscaping.
All right.
We'll make it 3 out of 3. I'll go with Elsa. But I'd be way too worried about, like, shearing off one of Groot's fingers or something.
Yeah, we definitely don't want that. That's awesome. Okay, last one. Would you rather take a stroll through the Haunted Mansion graveyard or wade in the Jungle Cruise water with the hippos?
I'm picking Haunted Mansion, guys. That's an easy one for me.
Yeah, I'd agree. Haunted Mansion. I love that ride. I also love Jungle Cruise, don't get me wrong, but Haunted Mansion has a place in my heart. Years and years ago in quality engineering, I helped do some maintenance plans for that. Got to ride it over and over and over and over.
That's cool.
I'd probably go with the Jungle Cruise. I mean, probably scare off the hippos with a few jokes.
You just like the water, the ferry, and then now the Jungle Cruise. Yeah. That's what it is.
There's a theme building. There is a theme for sure. Look, this has been absolutely amazing. Thank you for all of the amazing things that you do, the work that you put in, the time that you put in, and the things that happen behind the scenes that are able to be brought to life. It's beautiful to see and to hear about. So thank you, Amanda, James, and Matt, for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts to catch the next one. If you'd like to learn more about working at Disney, follow Disney Careers on social media or visit DisneyCareers.com. The Life at Disney podcast is produced by Jaron Kaufman and Sarah Monier, editing by Ellery Rosengarten, social promotion by Tony Keyes, communications support by Caitlin Murphy, design and graphics by Delaney Regnier and Elisa Nikishin, music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated, and a special thank you to the teams at the Walt Disney Company Talent Connection, Disneyland Resort, and Walt Disney World Resort.